You're going to have me for the next 2 weeks. You know, this was one of my fears, too. This is like a major fear that I had. Do you know, when I was in high school, they made me take speech. And they told me, okay, you need to get up and say your speech. I said, no, I'm not. And they said, well, you're going to get an F. I'll take the F. Because I'm not going to get up and talk in front of anybody. I hated it. And when Pastor Marty would call me up and say, okay, come and share something. I don't have nothing to share. I really don't have nothing to share. I'm here to support you. And you just say, use whoever else you want to. But I'm not getting up there and talking to anybody. Because I could talk real good one-on-one. But to get in front of people, I start to get really nervous. So I get to write it on my little notes again. Hey, I spoke in front of the people and I did it. So what I wanted to talk to you guys today was about being thankful, Thanksgiving. We're coming into the season of Thanksgiving. And why did Thanksgiving even start? It was because of the pilgrims, right? It was funny because on the way to church today, I looked at my daughter and I said, why do we have Thanksgiving, Hannah? And she went like, really, Mom? And then I said, yeah, why? And she says, well, because of the pilgrims. And then I said, okay, well, can you Google it? And so she says, no, I don't have the internet now. So then I asked Josh, can you Google it? And he's like, okay. So then I says, well, baby, what does it say? And he says, well, they did it for their religion or something. I don't know. And so I said, well, you're absolutely right. You're right. It started way back then in 1621. They did it for, like, they were thanking God for their harvest, you know, that came in their fall. So, I mean, it started way back then. And we just, now that we're going into the Thanksgiving holidays, I mean, really, honestly, we should be thankful every day. Amen. Because God says, and the Word of God says to come into the house of God with thanksgiving. And I wanted to go to the scripture, Acts 16:25-26. Yes, Acts 16:25-26. About midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the jail were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains came off of them. So this right here is just kind of, you know, talking about how, in spite of it all, no matter what you're going through, praise God. That, you know, ask yourself, what chains are on you? What chains are on you? What is keeping you in prison? What is it? Ask yourself that question all day today. Do I have something that has chains on me that is keeping me in prison? Ask yourself that all day. And if you keep on getting the same answer, then start thanking God that he's going to deliver you from that. Just like he did with Paul. He delivered him just because he was praising him. There's scriptures throughout the whole Bible that's telling you to praise God. Praise me and I will take care of you in spite of it all. And there's another scripture that says, in Hebrews 13:15-16, it's talking about coming to in praise with your sacrifice, a sacrifice thanksgiving, which means that what you know, you may be going through something right now, and you don't feel like praising God. So you come in with that sacrifice, thanksgiving, and thanking God that he's going to turn things around for you. Whatever you're going through, you have to thank him in advance. Amen. You have to stop meditating on the negative and your problems of what the problem is. God tells you to get into the Word of God and meditate on his Word. Why does he tell you that? Because he knows that you're going to go through hard times. He knows life is hard, but he knows how powerful the Word of God is. And when you see a happy person, you're like, why are you so happy? You know, it bothers you. Why are you so happy? Because you're so used to feeling down. You're so used to feeling angry. You're so used to and so tired of your life, your situation, that it isn't changing. But then you meet somebody and they're happy and you get angry. You get angry. Why are you so happy? You know why they're happy? Because they choose to be happy. What are y'all choosing to be? Are you choosing to be depressed? Are you choosing to be angry? Are you choosing to be an ugly person, an outraged person? What are you choosing to be? Are you choosing to be thankful? Every situation that comes into your life, how are you handling it? Are you handling it with thanksgiving? Thank you, God, you got all this in control. Thank you, God, that your word says that you will turn this thing around late in the midnight hour. You will turn it around. Is that how you're responding to it? Or are you saying, you know what, I know the word and I do all that and nothing happens. So you're mad. You're in a bad mood. Okay? Because as a matter of fact, one of the guys that we were talking to yesterday, he says, you know, I did all that and nothing happened. So I just went on and started doing what I used to do. He went right back into it because it didn't happen just like that. But he didn't meditate on his daily life to realize that God truly was keeping him and answering his prayers, because his life got spared so many times. But I don't even think he realized it until he was talking to us about it. And I'm just sitting there listening to him. And then I just let him talk and talk and talk and talk. And he's pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. And I'm just listening. Just listening to him with no reaction, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I didn't even do that. I just sat there and listened to him. And finally, once he stopped talking, I said, oh, you know what? You think God didn't help you, but he did. He spared your life this time, this time, this time, this time. And I repeated everything he told me of how God spared him. And he says, you know, I never even thought about that. And how many of us are like that? How many of us are like that? We just think about our life. We think about what's going on. Like, say, for instance, the traffic. Oh, everybody hates traffic, right? Or, you know, you just, everything just upsets you. So then you're going to work, and then there's an accident, right? Or there's a traffic jam, which there never is, right? It just happened to be a traffic jam, right, you know, that day. But we get angry. We're like, oh, my God, these people. I'm going to be late for work. I'm going to get in trouble. And now I'm not going to have time to stop and get coffee. Right? That's how we are. That's how we do it, right? Instead of saying, you know what, God? You know, like, be still and be quiet and just look for the positive thing in that. That's what we fail to do every day. We fail to try to get some sort of positive out of your negative. We fail to do it every day. We just go on and on and on and complain. Instead of saying, you know what, God? I don't know why this is happening, but I thank you because you may be sparing me from something. You might be sparing me from the gas station that I was going to go to get coffee, and there was a hold up there, and people got shot. We don't think that way, right? We just get angry, and then we go in the office, and we take it out on everybody. Hello. I'm for real, right? That's just how life is. That's how we are. But God is trying to change us. And guess what? We're going to keep on going through the same thing until we're changed. We failed that test. I got to do it again. Dang it. And so he's going to keep on and on until he builds your character. And he's going to use whatever it takes to change your ways and make you realize you got an anger issue. You have a road rage issue. You have a selfish issue. But he uses things like that to get to us. So what I'm trying to tell you is change your negatives into positives. Change your mindset. Amen. If I'm looking at Melissa, and it just, you know, hit me, because it's like if she's trying to have a child, but then every month her cycle comes, and then she gets upset. Like, I'm tired. I've been trying and trying and trying. I give up. God, you told me that I was gonna have a baby. Where is it? Right? So how is she going to turn that negative into a positive? God, I thank you it didn't happen this time, but it is going to happen because you already told me it's going to happen. Maybe not this month, but I thank you right now that it is going to manifest because your word is true, and it will not return into you void, and then he will watch it. He will watch the word that he gave you and make sure it came to pass. That's his promise. So that's... I'm trying to give you an example of how to change your negative thinking into a positive thinking, because we're going crazy. We went to the home group meeting the other day, and, you know, a lady came, and she says that she had a dear friend that always tried to lead her to Christ. And she, you know what she said? She didn't want to. She didn't want to be a born-again Christian. She didn't want to. And we asked her, we were brave. We asked her why. You know what she said? Because they're mean. They're ugly people. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said. But praise God, things changed, and she ended up becoming a believer. But God used all that evil and turned it around for her good. And you know how he did it? Because instead of her being ugly, like all the other Christians, she said, she's like, oh no, I'm going to be a believer, and I'm going to be a nice Christian woman. So he turned all that evil that came her way about a Christian person, and he turned it around for her good. So now people never, you know, they don't tell her that. She tries to be positive. She doesn't try to be negative. She doesn't, you know, once you leave the church, how we are, you know? You know, I'll give you an example about yesterday. Yesterday was just awesome. We laughed so hard, too, because one of the guys said, what was the question he asked? Are you going to come back? Or what was that question, Sheree? Yeah, at the end. You know, because... he asked a question, okay? And so one of us turned around and answered a certain way. And then he said, oh, that is, he, so it was hilarious, because you know what he said? Oh. It's not Christian time no more? It was hilarious. We laughed so hard. We laughed and laughed. And oh my God, we're just like, oh, Jesus, forgive us. It was just so funny. But that's what I'm saying. You know, we have to get in that attitude of thanksgiving and being positive, turning your negatives into the positive. And another way you do it is you got to find the word of God that applies to your life. If it's sickness, you know what, God, I got bad doctor's reports. I'm going to die. right? So then what do? We go around, I'm going to die. I have this, the doctor told me this, and that I'm going to die. I'm not going to live a good, healthy life like the Lord says I am. So no, we have to turn that negative into a positive. We have to, you know, renounce all of that. We have to get that out in the out of the atmosphere. Oh no, take that out, rebuke that in the name of Jesus, right? And then you say, God, you said in your word that by your stripes I'm healed. God, you said in your word that I should have long life of good health. And that's what you got to fight with every day, even though it doesn't feel that way, even though it doesn't look that way. Okay, even though you're still taking your medicine, because you have to take your medicine until, you know, the time comes that you don't have to take it anymore. Amen? That's another example, okay? If you're poor, broke down, busted, disgusted, angry at everybody, because it's everybody's fault that you're poor, right? Because that's how we do it. We blame shift everything. We blame shift everything. We never want to own up to it. Amen? So what do? Oh, I ain't got no money. You know what? No. The holidays are coming. What are we saying? What are we saying? Ask yourself, what do you say? Oh, I don't know if I can afford this. You know, we can't buy everybody gifts. And now, you know, oh, well, you know, they cut my hours. And no, that's how we are. Oh, I'm stressed out. You know what? I'm just going to get the kids. I'm going to get the whole family. I'm just going to get whoever, you know, just my immediate family. I ain't going to worry about anybody else. Everything's too expensive. Right? That's how we're thinking right now, right? How are we going to do it? You can turn it around. Because guess what? That's what the Word of God says. It says, and I can't remember the scripture. It says that He gives you provisions for different occasions. Is a birthday an occasion? Is Christmas an occasion? Is Thanksgiving an occasion? Easter, all these different occasions, right? So He says that He gives us the provisions through His riches and glory so that you can enjoy that occasion. So that's what we got to do. That's what I'm doing. Because my checkbook doesn't, you know, look too positive to go and buy everybody a gift. But you know what? I'm going to do it. Because He said, in there, he's not a God that should lie, right? He says it right here. When the occasion comes, I give you the provisions. So that's what I'm saying. God, I just thank you that you're going to make a way out of no way. I call in the resources from the north, the south, the east, the west. And I just thank you that my family is going to have a wonderful Christmas and that you're going to provide for every need and every desire. Because that's what your word says. Amen. Come on, I'm trying to help y'all to change your negative thinking and turn it into a positive. And a lot of it comes from Thanksgiving. And that's another thing you said. If He came through for you last year at this time, guess what? He's going to do it again. Amen. And if He did it for her, He's not a respecter of persons, so He's going to do it for me. Amen. Because I already told you my fear about the car. I was afraid. Okay, so I get to write that in my note, right? I get to write it because I was so fearful. Oh, my God. And I don't even know why. I was just tripping. It's like the word just comes out of you. Comes out, right? You forget. But then it takes us as believers to remind each other, right? He's going to provide. He's going to provide because Sister Katrina is just like, you know what? Pastor Inez, I just get in my car and I praise the Lord and I just say, thank you, Lord, that you provided for my next car payment and you're going to do it again and you're just going to keep on doing it. And I just thank you, God, that you provide for all of my needs. So when she told me that, I was like, you know, like, wow, thank you for reminding me that that's what I need to do. I need to go and petition God first. With Thanksgiving, anytime that we start to pray for people, we start to say, thank you, Father, for getting us together. Thank you, Father, for putting this person in front of me. Thank you, Father, that you're going to make a way out of no way for this individual. Thank you, Father. That's how you pray, because you're thanking him in advance. Amen? And I know you guys know all this, but you know what? We come to church to get reminded and for the Lord to just check us, right? And the Bible says not to, don't get angry when he lovingly rebukes you. You know, just receive it. As long as it's coming out of love, I'm telling you from my own experiences, you know, I'm talking to you about Thanksgiving, but I'm not exempt from this message. Amen. Because it's something that I have to do as well. I'm not going to tell you to do something and I ain't doing it. Amen? And that's just how it works. But you know what? I just got to share this with y'all. You know, I just lived what I just told y'all. You know why? Because I said that he provides for different occasions, right? Well, I told you about the Elizon courts, that they're going to have a Christmas party for the babies, and the House of Manna wants to bless them with tamales because the House of Manna doesn't want them to have hot dogs. Me and Pastor, because I told Pastor Mario, what? You told him we're going to pay for all those tamales? That, what was that? That was fear. Instead of saying, amen, because God's going to provide for everything, all occasions, right? But then the Lord always checks you. When you feel that check, pay attention to it, because he's trying to tell you something. He's trying to help you in your situation. Pay attention to what God is putting in your mind and in your spirit. So that I just started saying, thank you, God, that you provide for all occasions and that you're going to provide those tamales at a good price, too. Right? So someone comes up to me during the tithes and offering and puts in their tithes and offering, but jets to me and tells me, here is some money for the tamales. See how he does that? And guess what? It's half. It's half the amount of what we need. See that? Man, y'all better get up and celebrate God, because his word is true. I'm not lying to you. Look. Tamales. She wrote in her memo, it's for the tamales. Amen. Y'all don't clap for me. Say thank you to God that he's providing. Amen. I came to give you another scripture, and it was like right there. I was like, it's so funny when you get revelation, right? You're like, doom. Right? And you know what makes me laugh so much? That you're confessing the word and believing God for his word, and then it happens, and you're like, oh my God, it happened. You lay hands on the sick, and then they recover, and you're just like, oh my God, you're healed? Amen. What the heck is that? Amen, amen. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm not telling you to do something, and I don't do it. And you know what? I do also, fear grips me at times too. But then God checks me and I pay attention to the check that's coming into my head or into my spirit. Pay attention to it and ask God, how do I turn this negative into a positive? Where is the word of God that will help me get through what I'm going through right now? What, because the word is your sword, right? And that's what you're going to fight with. But guess what else you fight with? Praise. Thanksgiving. It's a weapon. The enemy doesn't like you to praise the Lord. He wants you down, depressed, and saying, I don't care anymore. He wants you that way. He doesn't want your hands to go up. He don't want that. Because when they're down here, he knows, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Go and praise the Lord now. Right? That's what he does to us. Right? And we can't do that. Just when the Lord checks you, pay attention. Don't say, I don't care. You can check me all you want. I ain't going to do it. I'm mad. Don't do that. Because he's training us up. And you know what he's training us up for, too? Because when you, he created us to praise the Lord. Give thanksgiving, right? He created us to do that. That's why we were created. Well, what are you going to do in heaven? So y'all better get used to it. What are you going to say in heaven? I don't feel like it. That angel looked at me wrong. Now that ain't happening in heaven. So get used to being thankful to God. Amen. If you don't like your living arrangements, thank you, God, that you're going to take me higher because his word says I take you to glory, to glory, to glory. You know, remember when I asked you, you always wonder, why are people happy? That gets on my nerves. Because they know something. And they believe in something. They know the promises of God. So they're excited. They're excited because they're going to manifest. And that's where we need to be. We need to know that it's going to happen and put a smile on our face and come into the house of God with thanksgiving. Do you know that your praise is also an offering? It's an offering. God, you just come into the house and worship God. And that's an offering to him. He loves it. He just breathes it all in. That's what you guys do. That's what you're able to do. Don't let condemnation and the lies of the enemy say that you can't do that. You can do it in spite of what you said right before you came into the doors. Amen? Amen. I can't wait to talk to Pastor Marty today. You know, I can't. You know, he's over there telling me, when you get married, you become one, right? Become one. So whatever he goes through, I go through. Whatever I go through, he goes through, right? So just him calling me, it's very humbling. Very humbling. Because they don't have anything. They don't even have roads. They don't even have like a house. It's just like huts. Okay? And they're made out of that like clay or whatever. Well, you know what? He says they're so happy. They're so happy and thankful. And they give thanksgiving to God every day. Thank you, God, that you fed me today. And they eat rice every day. I was like, those are my peeps. Those are my peeps. I said, I would get along just fine with them. Just give me some rice. I'm good. And so, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so he says that they're so thankful, though. And they're always willing to help and assist. And, when they get cut off, you know, you cut them off in the road, they're not road rage, you know, flipping them the nice finger, you know, hey, they don't do that there. They're just, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then they just have smiles on their faces. We should have smiles on our faces because we have a bed to sleep on. We have covers. They don't. We have clothes. And you know, Pastor Marty says it's so humbling because they get dressed and they get dressed. They go and they put on slacks and you know, the girls look nice and the little boys look nice and they're in suits and they're so thankful. And it could be the same suit every day, but it's clean. And they say, thank you, God, for providing that for me. We ain't even like that. But what am I going to wear today? I don't have nothing new. I'm tired of wearing that same old shirt, same shoes. And how we be, right? That's how we do that, right? We're just like that, you know? I mean, how many times am I going to wear that? So-and-so saw me in that. Right? That's how we be, right? They ain't even like that there. They're just like, thank you, God. I got me a pretty little dress, even though I wear it every day. And they have a smile on their face. Thank you, God, that I ate rice today. Oh, how we be? I ate hamburgers yesterday. I don't want that today. I ate chicken nuggets yesterday. I don't want chicken nuggets. I hate spaghetti, and I hate this, and I hate that. What is all that about? I think we all need to make a trip to Africa and recognize and be thankful what God put on your table and that you even have food to eat. There's people that go to bed starving. You got schools trying to feed children. Because a meal before they leave school, because they know they don't have it. We're not like that. We have food, and guess what? When we don't like it, we throw it away. Pastor Marty says they don't waste nothing, and they don't over make a mountain on their plate. So you know the Lord's dealing with Marty there. Sorry, Pastor, I love you. Mm-hmm. They don't waste anything. They don't overfill their plate. You know what he said to them? I couldn't believe it. I guess I could believe it. But they served him food. And he says, what is this? Is this for me or is this for a child? And they said, more? And Pastor Marty, yes. I want more. Look at me. I love food. That's my friend. And they laugh at him. They're like, ah, ha, 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 Pastor, like everything, everything. That's what they say to him. And he's just being so humbled there. But like I said, when I was telling y'all, you know, we're married. But as he gets humbled, I get humble as well because I'm listening to the stories he's telling me. And it's humbling me as well. You know, and putting me in that attitude of thanksgiving and to be thankful. I might have one pair of pants, but we got, thank Jesus, that we got a washer and dryer to wash them, right? We have to change that negative way of thinking. Be thankful. We got to be more thankful for everything that we have. Amen. And you know, like when I shared to you, when I used to get angry at my car, yeah, you know, I had to resurrect it all the time. I had to speak life to it all the time because it was always breaking. You know, that really works. It does. So, you know, Blackie didn't want to get resurrected anymore, so I had to give her away. But meanwhile, I was saying, God, I thank you for my new vehicle. I thank you for it. And when I got it, instead of being, yay, I'm like, oh, my God. See, I'm sitting here thanking him for my car, and I was doing it with a true heart. Lord, I thank you, and I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm so grateful. And then he gave it to me, and I went to go tripping. We confuse God sometimes. You know, that's funny, but it's true, right? So, yeah, he provides. Just, you know, y'all saw it manifest right before your eyes. And you knew it even freaked me out. But why? You know, that's what I'm believing for. So, it works. Y'all be thankful. Be thankful you have a family. You know, those guys told us yesterday they don't have anybody. They don't have anyone. They don't know. We said, we love y'all. I can't comprehend that. You just met me. How can you tell me you love me? That's what they said. They're real. That's real, right? It is true. How do you love me? You don't even know me. I just finished telling you my life, and you still love me? Yeah. But it's just the love of Christ. We're just displaying the love of Christ. Amen? So be thankful when you go to your family's house. If y'all don't get along, just before you go, anoint yourself. And just say, yeah, put it all over your mouth. Right? Put it all over your mouth. And just ask, thank God that you're going to have a wonderful day with your family. You're going to learn to, you know, that God's going to make a way to have a good day with your family, even if you don't get along. And that God will manage to bridle the mouths of things that aren't good, the malice coming out of your mouth. He'll do it. He'll do it. Y'all be thankful. Be thankful. Start thanking him for your turkey. Start thanking him that everybody's going to get along that day and you're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Start thanking him that he's going to provide all the provisions for your Christmas time, that you're going to have the best Christmas that you've ever had. You can petition God like that. Don't let, you know, like negative, just think, he ain't going to do that for me. He does that for you. You know what I hear all the time? He does that for you because you're a pastor. You know what? That's not true. Because the Bible says that he wants to do it for all of us. And he is not a respecter of person. He doesn't call me Pastor Inez. He calls me his daughter. I'm his daughter. And so are y'all. You're his daughter and you're his son. And he wants to bless everyone here. So when you go in that negative mode, ask God, how can I turn this around? Make it into a positive. Amen? Amen. I have other stuff here, but I think we're good. We're satisfied. You know? Amen. Be thankful. If you don't like what somebody's doing, you know, you don't have to come and tell them, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're wearing. You know, you don't have to do that. You just say, God, thank you that you're going to change things. And change me to not feel that way towards that person. Amen? Amen. Well, I wanted to share with you that the home groups are very good. They're a blessing, and I'm glad that God allowed me the privilege to go. And those are every third Thursday of the month. And y'all, you know, if you want to go, take a friend. Because really, it's supposed to be for guests, you know, whoever you bring in, you know. And then the Men Sharpens Iron are going to have a fishing tournament December 6th. And you can see Oscar about that. Ask him any questions. And then Thanksgiving Day, we're going to go out and feed 50 homeless people, okay, in the morning. We're going to go give with thanksgiving and cheer and love and joyful noises coming out of our mouth. Not complaining, saying, oh, my God, I got so much to do at home, and I ain't got time for this, and it's cold, and then. No. If you're going to be like that, don't come. Don't come. You come and be a blessing. Amen? And we need... 50 blankets because we want to bless them with blankets. See that? He provides for every occasion. See that? A gentleman. You know what the crazy thing is? He just said that his friend bought all 50 blankets. Hello? Hello? Did y'all just hear what I said? Okay, what did I just say? He provides for every occasion. Guess what? He did it with someone that doesn't even come here. outside the church. You see that when you say, God, I thank you for the provisions. They come from the north, the south, the east, the west. What does that mean? What does it mean? He did just that. He brought in someone, we don't even know him. See? Mira? I mean, look at God. Look at God. See, I'm trying to encourage y'all here. The word of God is true. Be thankful. Be thankful. God, in your prayers, when you go petition God, you say, thank you. What do you think hallowed be thy name means with the Our Father prayer? That's coming before God with thanksgiving. God, I thank you that you're going to provide for all these occasions. I thank you, God, that you're going to provide for the homeless. I thank you, God, that you're going to send the resources from the north, the south, the east, the west to bring the blankets. I thank you, God, that you're going to provide for the turkeys. I thank you, God, that you're going to provide for the buns. All of that. That's how you do it. Amen? Because guess what? The buns are bought already. So we don't have to worry about the buns. See, he's doing it all. All we have to do is pray and thank him with thanksgiving and be willing vessels. That's it. So 50 people are going to be happy. 50. They're going to be happy. House of Manna is going to make 50 people. And then give them a blanket. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to bless those blankets with prayer, oil, the word of God. Amen? And then what else are we going to believe God for? Thank you, God, that souls are going to be saved that day. People will be healed that day because he says, you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen? I'm excited. Woo-wee. See? Yeah! See? Y'all don't know why I scream the way I do. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just got to come join me up there. Let God be God in your life. Just try him. That's why he says test him. Test him. Test him. And if it takes too long, still test him. Petition him. Thank him because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. His word is true yesterday, today, and forever. The promises of God are faithful and true, and he makes all things new. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you, God. Woo! The turkeys, oh my God, I can't wait to talk to Pastor Marty. Amen. We just seal it. In Jesus' name with your word. And Lord, you know what? Y'all just come in agreement with me. Lord, we just thank you for the resources that you have sent, Father God. For all the occasions that you put in our spirit, Father, to do your purpose, God, because ultimately it's just all about you, Jesus. It isn't about us. We're just willing vessels, and we just want to do what you have charged us to do, and that's to go set the captives free, feed the hungry, pray for the sick, deliver the people, God. And we just thank you, Father, that you're going to continue to guide the House of Manna's footsteps, decision makings. You're going to continue to keep the doors open, Father. You're going to continue, Father, and we just thank you in advance, God, that all needs are met, Father, for your purpose, because you will always, always provide for your purpose, God. And we just thank you and in advance for more things that are to come, Lord God, and that you have everything in control. I thank you, Father, that you are going to bless everybody here with a positive mindset, and that they will listen, Father God, when they start to go into that negative mode, and that they will listen to the Holy Spirit tell them and the conviction that they would feel to just take a deep breath and to be still and to quiet their mouth and wait upon the Lord to guide them and direct them on how to turn the negative thing that came before them into the positive, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for everybody that you sent today. And I received this word as well for myself, Heavenly Father. I'm not exempt. And I just thank you, God, that you're a good God and you're a faithful God and that you provide for all things, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you that you're sending the helpers to go out there and feed your people and that we will love them just like you love us. And they'll see the love of Christ and they will feel the love of Christ, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you and we seal all of this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.